Around Honolulu, there are venues thirsty for more patrons. Well, that's not a problem at the Republic or at most other BAMP events. The BAMP Project team says Hawaii audiences vote with their wallets on every show. And so far, BAMP's been reading them right.
You hear all these crazy stories about all those big bands and like the Motley Crues of the world destroying dressing rooms and setting things on fire and sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
Flash Hansen, marketing and promotion director, has been with BAMP 4.5 years.
And nowadays, no one does drugs. It's like not cool. They're barely drinking. And again, it's like fresh, local, organic fruits, vegetables. I mean, everyone is very health conscious.
And that's not the only change, according to Maddie Hazelgrove, co-founder of BAMP Project.
Internet and social media has like broadened everybody's exposures to new sounds and new types of music, and things that might not have spread as quickly 10 years ago when we started are now people like come up and get pretty popular within a few months. You know, it's kind of crazy.
Cash Cash, an electronic dance music that's EDM group from New Jersey, plays The Republic later this month. The Republic is BAMP Project's 1,000-person venue on Kapi'olani. EDM is virtually the new pop music.
We've been seeing a lot of like the youth of Hawaii migrating towards like EDM shows. That has been the trend for the past couple years, and now it seems like hip-hop is starting to really gain a lot of momentum.
This past weekend, Chance the Rapper played two nights to a packed arena.
We weren't sure if Hawaii was ready for him. You know, first we tried to do a few shows at the Republic, and the agent's like, I think it's bigger than that. You know, you got to trust me. We're through the arena. I'm like, all right, let's do the arena. Put it up. It was on sale, and it flew out in like hours. So it was phenomenal.
From a business standpoint, you can't get any more successful than a sold-out show. So I start looking, you know, at other things. You know, when Diplo played at the Republic, he did one night, sold out. Diplo is an artist that's on a level that's way, way beyond the size of the Republic, but he wanted to play a smaller club show. It was phenomenal.
Those are the kinds of off-the-beaten-path experiences that can happen in places like Hawaii.
Artists are people, too. It's actually part of what's made BAMP successful. You know, artists are willing to take less money to play the market because it's so expensive to get people out here. You just try to win more than you lose. We book shows that we know that aren't going to make money, but we're just like, this would be really cool for people in Hawaii to see.
Coming up for BAMP, punk rockers The Descendants, alternative post-rockers Explosions in the Sky, singer-songwriter Nora Jones, and indie folk artist Alan Stone, who also traveled to Maui and Kauai.
Something that we know if we continue to bring out these types of shows, it'll continue to inspire people. You know, that's part of what we do, too.
In the works, an outdoor country music festival later this year or next. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.